This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Dr. King Denise joining us briefly in the next segment to break down All Black Lives Matter and her take, Alveda King and Abortion Gate, Baby Body Part Gate. And we're going to go to your phone calls, Anthony, Barry, Kenny, Brandon, and others. Ventura obviously had to go after an hour, but if you want to hold, I'll still be able to talk to you. Adrian in Missouri. So you live around there. You're saying you hooked up with my reporters, Joe Biggs and Ja'Kari Jackson. What is your take on this whole situation? And last time I talked to the Oathkeeper guys, have they set a date yet for when this armed march is going to take place in Ferguson?
Well, they haven't actually set a date yet. It was scheduled maybe a couple weeks from now and everything. And, yes, I do live here in Ferguson. And I'm all for armed black people marching with Oathkeepers, because when they first came through, the first night that they touched down on West Florissant, a lot of people thought they was, like, with law enforcement. And I saw Joe Biggs, and I ran up to him. I was like, what's up, man? And I had to educate people around saying that, hey, these guys aren't racist. They're not white supremacist militia or anything. They're actually on the side of protesters. And when we was out there, I told everybody, all the protesters, I was like, hey, haven't you noticed that the police did not try any of their brutality tactics on the protesters while the Oathkeeper was out there? Nobody seemed to pay attention to that until I brought it up. And it was like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, that's because the Oathkeepers, they're not racist. They have 10 mission statements that uphold the laws of the Constitution. And they will not stand for the police impeding on our right to protest, our right
to... Yeah, the Oathkeepers do armed marches in cities where they say it's illegal. I've done it with them. That's true civil rights, civil disobedience, where we could have all been arrested at these events in multiple cities. Exactly. This is the equivalent of coming in and sitting at the lunch counter where they won't serve black people.
And I'm actually here trying to get a group of young African Americans to join Oathkeepers and to educate them about the Second Amendment, because the problem that we as black people have in the urban communities, we play the what-if game a lot. And when Oathkeepers came through, we were like, well, what if it was black people that was walking around with assault rifles? We would have been shot. Well, you don't necessarily know that until you express your Second Amendment lawfully. You know, if you read up on the laws, then you would know that it's legal, because Missouri passed an open carry law last year stating that you can have open carry.
So, sure, and what scares the system is that's why the feds on record in the 80s and 90s infiltrated hundreds of militia groups with white supremacist leaders, tried to get them to join it, tried to get them to bomb things, were unsuccessful, so they pulled off the government bombing of itself in 95 at the Alfred P. Murrah building. What they don't want is good old boys hooking up with good old boys that are black, Hispanic, you name it, in a culture of liberty. If that happens and people start protecting their own neighborhoods, it's game over. And black folks in Southside Chicago will demand the right to guns, and those criminals will run. And so this is a very exciting thing. It's also dangerous. They can try to put infiltrators in, whatever. But we've got folks in there that know what's going on. And our reporters, and they want to be up there next week for this. I don't know if I'm going to send them, because they've done so much risky stuff. It's only a matter of time until something happens. They've already been shot with rubber bullets and tear gas. But Ja'Kari and Biggs, I know, want to go back up there, so I don't think I'm going to stop them. They're a great team. But just an amazing job. God bless you, sir. How do people contact you? Adrian, do you have an email?
Yes, I have an email. But you can contact me on Facebook, Adrian Hubbard on Facebook. I should be the first person to pop up at the see me.
Yeah, I've heard about you. I think I've seen you in some of our videos, right?
Yes, sir. You have.
Yeah, I thought I recognized your voice. All right. Well, God bless you, sir. Good to be working with you for Liberty. Very exciting. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Okay, honey, to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've had a couple callers call in today and say, man, Alex, you're being calmer, you're being more gentlemanly, you're being more friendly. People have been noticing I've been taking more calls when I do take calls. I am trying to be more calm. I am trying to not blow up on air. I know that's part of the stick, but it's not a stick. I lose control. I get angry. I get exhausted afterwards, and I can't make the films. I can't launch the TV networks. I can't get all the other work done I need to do when I have anger issues. And it's like flying back to the United States a week and a half ago. I probably had maybe $1,000 worth of stuff. I bought my mom some plates and some jewelry and my girls some baubles and cheap jewelry and a bunch of knickknacks in Rome. And I bought my son a bunch of stuff, and I bought my dad some stuff, and I bought cousins some things and from friends and family, and I bought myself 4 or 5 shirts. Probably wasn't even 1,000. And I'm on the airplane. I've forgotten to keep all the receipts to remember, so I fill out the customs form, and I just say 1,500 just to be completely safe and say it's a higher number if they want to try to tax me or do some type of import thing. Though it's not an import, it's my personal stuff. And the lady goes, 1,500, that's 800's all this allowed. And I read the thing, it didn't say that. It was like 10,000 in money you had to announce it. I said, well, look, it's not even really 1,500. I just don't know how. She goes, well, you put false info down? And I said, no, I just don't have the receipts and had been asleep on the airplane. I was landing, and I just, here are the bags. You know, if you want to look and see what the stuff is, she goes, well, what is it? And I go, it's like, you know, it's knickknacks. It's like, you know, stuff from Stonehenge, stuff from Rome. What's Stonehenge? And I'm just like, look, Hillary Clinton runs Benghazi, is lying about everything, takes money from dictators, and you're here interrogating me. She goes, fine, we're going to search you, go to the back. And I said, fine, but don't be smiling on a power trip. I'm not scared of you sending me to the back whenever. I said, do whatever you want to me. You live in this country, too, that's going to hell. All these illegals, I see you just letting straight through and ask them a question. But because you know who I am. I go, you know who I am, don't you? She goes, yeah, I know who you are. And then the next guy comes over. He looks at my passport and he goes, oh, Alex Jones, of course. And I said, of course. Listen, I'm being interrogated and implying I'm doing something wrong. I'm sick of it. You know I don't have a criminal record. You know I haven't done anything. Leave me alone. And see, there, I'm actually getting mad again. I don't like the fact that I did that. So I pray about it, you name it, and I'm just trying to get to the point where I don't have this temper. It's just the injustice drives me crazy. And I don't like being discriminated against. Man, I was watching people that clearly weren't citizens and were just coming in. They were just rubber stamping them into the country. But not me. And then the head manager comes back and goes, fine, and they had me back in this back room. Fine, I'm not going to search you. I don't think you have any contraband. I go, I don't. He goes, I don't think you're importing things. I go, I'm not. And he goes, you can go. You know, blah, blah, blah. Because I've come into the country before. A bunch of them are listeners. And that's why I don't want to act like a jerk. I want to be charming and not get angry and just joke with them and make them feel stupid, the ones that are bad. Because the woman was on a power trip. So that I can actually change their minds, not just be their enemy. Because it's not going to do anything for me or you if I'm just here angry. I mean, it's like the cops. There are some bad cops. There's some good cops. It's the direction they're getting, the programming they're getting that is bad from the globalists. We're not going to win them over by fighting with them. The globalists want us to have a civil war with them. I just don't want to get angry. So when a cop pulls me over now and wants to search my car, I go, hey, listen, I know there's a lot of criminals that use drugs and stuff. I'm not one of them. And, you know, the government ships the drugs in. I'm just doing my job. Well, do you want your kids growing up in a country where there's basically checkpoints? And I mean, just you can see I don't have a criminal record. You've had me sitting here for 15 minutes. If you want to go get a dog, do it. I'm not going to submit to you searching my vehicle because, quite frankly, so many police are corrupt. I don't know if you're going to plant drugs in here. I've done that about 3 or 4 times the last 6, 7 years. And you know what the cops do every time? They just go, all right, here's a ticket for speeding or here's a warning. You can go. And it's not personal. It's just I'm not waiving my rights. We have these rights for a reason because there's bad people in government historically, and I have these protections that George Washington fought for. So it's not personal with you, but I think you're trampling on the Bill of Rights under orders, and I think you ought to change that. Well, I'm just doing my job, and, you know, you do need to change that. I am involved. I want to get things done. And it's entertaining when I blow up and run around crazy, and I'm sure I'll still do that. But I don't want to have a heart attack when I'm 50 years old. Because, I mean, I really get pissed off behind the scenes. I mean, this is not an act. I get here and I read hundreds of articles about horrible stuff that's going on, and it gets to me. So I want to be polite. I want to be genteel. I want to do a good job. I want to cover the news. I want to reach people. And I want to try to stop a civil war happening in this country. And I don't want my anger that's been effective at getting people galvanized and listening to, at this now critical juncture where stuff's so dangerous, to hype things into any type of position where things blow up. Because undoubtedly, they're going to try to say I'm doing that and are doing that regardless of what I do. So I'm trying to up my game. Doesn't mean I'll be perfect, but I'm trying to really be a statesman, really reach out to people, and really try to make a change in the world. And let me tell you, I've reached out to the police. It's worked like a charm. Other than this Spokane sheriff that keeps lying about what we say and what we do, and then I want to get cops killed, and I'm horrible, and I almost don't want to go there now. I think it might be a setup or something, how this guy lies and does all this bad stuff and worships the Southern Poverty Law Center. But I said I'm going, so I will go. It'll have to be in the winter or spring because I got to launch this TV network and stuff first. But just the way he tries to start fights with patriots, I think the feds may have told him to do this, and they may be getting ready to pull something off to blame us in Spokane. I've now been researching the sheriff and looking into him, and I think we've got an operative on our hands here, a really bad guy. So we're investigating him right now. Any intel folks have got on him that's legal and lawful, send it to us at showtips@infowars.com. But I think he's an Obama operative. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. But also, I don't want to walk in any trap. Because I started really looking at it, and it looks like he's trying to bait people. He says we're liars that his deputy said they got armored vehicles for constitutionalists. It's on stinking video. And then he said that I was death threatening them, and we called the newspaper earlier this year, and they had to say, okay, you didn't. I mean, you know, the guy's a liar. See, I'm starting to get mad. And it's just like, what is he doing? My instincts, I had something happen this morning, I'm not going to get into it, it's private, it was like a record, like a needle coming off a record that I knew something was going on, and I went and checked, and it was going on. You know, it's like with my kids, I'll have a feeling just randomly once a month or something that something's going on, and I'll just go and check, and sure enough, it's going on. I'll, like, go right to where it's going on. Instinct, gut, whatever you call it, something's going on with this sheriff, and we're investigating him. I'm just going to leave it at that. Something's going on, and we all need to be on the lookout for the globalists pulling off another Oklahoma City and blaming us. We're in that season. We're in that zone, and I get chills big time when I talk about it because we're so close. We're so close to globalists dropping the hammer, and then it's going to be so rough for this country. We got Kenny and Brandon and Barry and Anthony and Tim, and I'll get to all of you. And we've got this other guest joining us as well. You know, I said I'd get to this, and I never did. But the article's up on Infowars.com. Obama shares Mount Rushmore with Stalin in an ad along 41. That's out of Oshkosh. I'm going from memory. Is Oshkosh in Michigan or in Wisconsin? Yeah, it's Wisconsin. I thought I was right. And you read this thing. I may do a special report on it just to analyze the propaganda. And a listener put up this billboard. And it goes, they won't say you put it up. We're trying to find out. It's so evil and bad to compare Obama to Stalin and Hitler. But they claim it's First Amendment. But boy, you know, Alex Jones is linked to violence and getting people killed. And all these people are connected to him. And you know, and the Boston bombers connected to him, and the theater shooting. This is all pure bull. And the theater shooting's connected to him, and he runs a syndicated radio program, and this is dangerous. And he's linked to Giffords getting shot, the congresswoman, and then they quote me out of context to act like that I think violence is okay. And it's just the formulaic nature of this thing. It's so creepy that they want to intimidate people. Like, we're going to find out who put the billboard up, and we're going to, and it's connected to violence. And we called the billboard company Jones to ask why they did it. All like they control reality. They're the arbiters of what's okay. Like, we're 5 years old, and they're our daddy, our mommy, our big brother. I mean, it's just the condescension, all of it. I mean, you read it. The Boston bombing, everything, it's all my fault. They're back at it. Wait till they blow up a federal building. I guarantee you they're going to blame me, the Drudge Report, WorldNet Daily, and Rush Limbaugh, and you, libertarians.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I want to jam in some phone calls ahead of a guest just popping in, Dr. Elvita King, priestforlife.org, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, just to get her take on this Planned Parenthood situation, which we all ought to be really happy. I mean, it's really coming out, and so many globalists are in trouble. And I don't mean people that buy into it's a right of a woman. And they've got their arguments, the people that support abortion that are low level. Their hearts are right. They don't think they're hurting anything. They think it's a blob of flesh. It's the people on top know exactly what they're doing. That's the difference. Notice Jesse Ventura, when I started getting into partial birth abortion, I don't know anything about that. I don't want to talk about that. Because he's never been involved in any of that. He doesn't get it. He buys the propaganda that sold abortion in the 70s. And I disagree with him on it. But he's not involved in the racket. And that's what the Bible says, whether you believe it's philosophy or real, about King David. He did lots of bad stuff, but he did it when he was out of control, and he repented to God afterwards. And really repented. And was a man after God's heart. He wanted to do good. He wanted to be a good person. He gravitated towards the good, but his good side was so big, you're going to have the other side that was bad. And I'm sick of hypocrites that sit around acting like they're perfect. It's a new, like, Pharisee religion, this political correctness, where they're all politically correct and they use the proper language, and now mom and dad, husband and wife, boy and girl can't be used? Imagine if you heard about the cult in Colorado got rid of the names man and woman, husband and wife, boy and girl. They called them purple penguins. You'd be like, what a fruitcake group. Controlling language, cult 101. But our government does it. It's like, Michelle Obama says what I eat and how I talk. I'm in a cult. Well, I'm not in a cult. I'm in a cult of freedom, cult of choice, cult of protecting life. Because I want to be treated like that. Because my soul is big. And when I even think about something bad, I shake. I don't need anybody to tell me what's moral and what's not. It's all written on my heart. And I just don't know how these people can do all this bad stuff and not feel it. I try to get in the mind of people that want to abort minorities. And I get there winding the minorities up to hate me and, you know, and there's arguments there, but I start thinking about going along with killing the black people. I mean, man, my soul goes, well, you know where you're going. I mean, and again, that's not even entertaining it. That's getting in the mindset of the globalist. That's what I do. That's what you do in warfare, is you think like they do to understand what they're going to do. And man, I get in their mindset. It's like, I mean, I just get scared of God. I mean, I get chills the minute I even think like they do. Man, I mean, I got chill bumps right now just thinking about it. So we'll have her on about 10 minutes. Then before I end the show, I'll go to Kenny, Brandon, Barry, Anthony, Tim, and others, I promise. Briefly, we fund our operation because of your support. We sell high-quality products that are game-changers, whether it's water filtration, books, videos, T-shirts, Troy radios, non-GMO, non-hybrid, heirloom seeds, lowest price, highest quality. BrainForce massively sold up front and slowed down, but still selling quite nicely. It's going to sell at any minute. InfoWarsLife.com. Amazing brain pill. Read about it. Watch the informational videos. Super Male is back in. Read the reviews. Major game changer. Silver Bullet is back in, but I'm going to go ahead and bring back the sale that sold it out a few weeks ago because it came back in. 30% off a single bottle, already the lowest price. Highest quality, 30 parts per million. Best manufacturer in the country. Buy two, get two bottles free. That special is also running. That's a better deal. But 30% off is a great deal if you just want one bottle. Absolutely essential. So many uses. Read the details at InfoWarsLife.com today. And here's a few of the reviews. Here's Svetlan K. in Staten Island, New York. Always good, high-quality products at reasonable prices. I'll reorder again. Thank you. KJ in Portland, Oregon. Of all the products from Alex Jones, this is right up there with the Survival Shield. I've been taking it for over 6 months now. I'd recommend this for sure with keeping a person healthy and other household issues. Would recommend this to a friend. There's the reviews for Silver Bullet. And don't worry, we'll get more in a few weeks, two, 3 weeks, so when it sells out, it'll be all right. But I'm just so not like I'm offering a discount on something to move it. It's already going to sell out. But I just want to give folks a super good deal. So you get in there and check out the other products. So you feel good about it. So you order more stuff. It's a win-win-win-win-win. It's how I operate. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We've got it.
Dr. LBD King is part of PriestForLife.org, a bipartisan pro-life group. She, of course, is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. She's just joining us briefly here today. Appreciate her popping in with us. She's got the new best-selling book, King's Rules, on what Martin Luther King actually said on issues, not what the establishment spins and says he stood for. And I wanted to get her take on what he would think of Black Lives Matters now, basically getting mad at Democratic candidates that say all lives matter. I thought that's what Martin Luther King said, what common sense says. Storming these events, taking them over, being Democratic Party funded, George Soros funded. What does she think, as you know, having a lot of savvy on how politics works, is going on here? And how big a victory is it, because she's a big opponent of, obviously, abortion that predominantly targets blacks, 50-plus percent being aborted before they're born. What does she think about this Planned Parenthood news coming out? I mean, we got four states cutting their funding, Congress looking at it. We've known this is going on for a while, but it really is good to see this evil being exposed. So, Dr. King, thank you so much for coming on with us.
I am so glad to join you, and those are some wonderful questions and things that you pointed out. The first thing I thought, and you know I come from a family of preachers, Martin Luther King Jr. is a preacher, my daddy is Brother A.D., my granddaddy, Daddy King. I'm an evangelist. But there was a time in the Bible when there was a man named Joseph, and he became very well known to the Pharaoh after he went through persecution and all that. And then when he died, a new Pharaoh came, and then they said they didn't remember Joseph. I'm thinking that some people don't even remember Martin Luther King Jr., what he stood for. And, of course, he stood for God. He was a man of God. He loved God. And a lot of people seem to have forgotten that. And that's why you can see young people running up, interrupting a meeting, yelling Black Lives Matter. And, of course, Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. Martin Luther King Jr. often taught, my daddy, A.D., his brother, too, Acts 17:26, of one blood, God made all people, so we're brothers and sisters. And Martin Luther King says we have to learn to live together as brothers, and all that as sisters will perish at school. So they don't remember that. And so they don't even know that it's disrespectful to go to a meeting and jump in the people's face and scream, Black Lives Matter. That's disrespectful. But no one has taught them how to articulate a need. And because they don't know how, they're doing it inappropriately.
Well, we know the Democrats are directing them, and Nancy Pelosi and others, so it looks like they're trying to make the movement balkanize people and look pretty silly as well. They even go to the most liberal, Bernie Sanders, you name it, and get in their face. What do you think is really going on behind the scenes here, Dr. King?
Well, there's envy and confusion, envy and strife, there's confusion in every evil work. If you can keep things confused and people can't think, they don't even notice. Well, they're yelling at the Democrats and the Republicans. And then you wonder who's kind of behind the movement, who's paying them. Because I can remember, you know, I was elected to office myself. I was a state legislator 2 terms in Georgia. I've been a presidential appointee and those kinds of things. And so when you're in a campaign, you pay people to stand on the corner with your signs, to walk up and down and pass out your flyers. Well, people don't only do that when someone's running for office. They do it to disturb a community. And so you can give somebody a little money and say, go out into the community and scream and jump up and down, and we'll give you some money, we'll give you lunch, we'll give you whatever. So a lot of that is happening. And then sometimes young people especially, they'll see something and they'll join in and with all this zeal without even examining what the message is. And honestly, a lot of that's going on. And you're right, there are people who want anarchy and confusion, so that they can continue to do things that they're doing and nobody will ask them any questions.
And they want us
so
at each other's throats.
All that confusion. Yeah. Go ahead.
No. And they want us at each other's throats. We know Hillary has met with the folks and tried to stir things up. We know George Soros is doing it. And there are some real issues with the police in areas, but they're really trying to exacerbate it. And I think that's the desperation of the Democratic Party. Not that the Republicans are much better. That all they've got now is divide and conquer. I mean, do you agree that that's a sign of desperation, or do you think it's confidence?
Well, I talk about frequencies. And so the political frequency is real and you're there. But it's not so much whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. But are you a free-thinking person? Can you think? Can you hear? Can you reason? Can you look at issues? And, if you keep the battle going between the Republicans and the Democrats, that's one level in one place. But what I demand is that everybody, regardless of their political party, do what's right by people. And that's why I wrote to the Congressional Black Caucus, for example, and I said, are you paralyzed? Over in the book of Habakkuk, it says that justice is paralyzed. People are paralyzed, and they can't even do what's right. And justice is perverted. And so what's your problem? Why can't you speak out and say that these things that are happening are wrong? A lot of time, money does it. Like you say, people throw money at it. People who are wealthy enough to want to manipulate the agendas, they put enough money out there that people won't even hear what's right and what's wrong. And have you ever seen those movies or things like that, and somebody wants to go into a community and the crowd is too thick, so they just take a handful of coins or a handful of dollars and throw them up in the air, and the people disperse chasing the money?
Yes.
and then they can go wherever they want to go. Well, then this is exactly this. That's the analogy. That's what's happening.
They've got us fighting over crumbs while they social engineer the planet. How positive an event, even though it's painful, is it? What do you think of all these abortion videos coming out and the fact that they're selling baby parts, what looks like on the illegal market?
Well, I hope your listeners are really listening, because it's very painful for me, because I'm post-abortive. I had abortions. And when I had those abortions, I was the one who sat there and was rushed in and had papers shoved into my hands. And as they shoved the papers into my hands, signed this quick. And I'm already not sure. I'm trying to do it in secret, all of that. And then they shoved, you got to sign this, you got to do that. So it is painful. But, you know, and there's another video out today. I don't know if you see it. It's called Call Him Emmett, E-M-M-E-T-T, talking about Emmett Till, who in the 20th century, an African-American young teen, was killed for supposedly looking at a Caucasian girl. And his mother said, leave the coffin open because our people need to see what happened to my child. And so Martin Luther King Jr. said, America will not reject racism until America sees racism. Well, Father Frank Pavone, and I'm director of African-American Outreach for Priests for Life, where Father Frank is the national director. Father Frank says America will not reject abortion until America sees abortion. So even though I sit there and I think, oh, my God, did I sign that for my own babies? And you think about it, but I still say people need to see it. I mean, you know, I'm looking at it. It's hard. Sometimes I have to look away for a second and look back. David had five smooth stones. This time, the Center for Medical Progress had five piercing videos. The first five videos ripped the top off of this thing. And from there on, the videos are still coming now. So we do have to see them. They are hard to look at. But if we don't see the truth, our hearts won't be pricked. And so I believe that the videos have to be seen.
Dr. Elvita King is our guest, priestforlife.org. The good news is they tried to get the courts to block the release of these videos. That's failed. We now know even more horrific videos are coming out. And it just shows Planned Parenthood and others are not invincible. I think we're very close to seeing the fall of Hillary, Planned Parenthood, you name it, if we just continue to push.
I believe so. There's a book, Abolishing Abortion, by Father Frank Pavone. It just dropped yesterday. He's given a backdrop and 20 points of things that we can all do now that we've seen all this. So sometimes if you see something, you feel hopeless if you don't have anything you can do about it. So he's given some how-tos and some lasting things that we all can and should do. I've got a book, too, King Rules, R-U-L-E-S, K-I-N-G, R-U-L-E-S. And I talk about my own abortion experience in there. Father Frank did an afterward for me. And so we need to read, study, get involved, participate in the solution.
I agree,
don't
Dr. King.
Mad.
Dr. King, we're simulcasting, interrupt, I apologize, video.
That's okay.
We're part TV, not just radio, and the guys roll footage in the background. Okay. The new video out today is them harvesting the babies, getting their organs, their different parts, and their little eyes and their little bodies. Good God. Excuse me.
I tell you, it's hard to see.
Yeah, I hadn't seen this new one yet. I knew it was up, and I didn't want to look at it. And their poor little heads and little eyes.
Is that the lady who had to go and cut the brain?
Yeah.
To get the,
to put them in
the
mice.
To get the brain. That's hard. I know. It's hard. I'm sorry. It's hard.
Well, no, you were talking about it. I hadn't seen it yet, and then boom, it hit. Mm-hmm. What do you make of these mainly
right
women?
Your face. Yeah.
What do you make of these weird, liberal-type, fake women all gulping wine at fine restaurants, bragging about all the body parts? I mean, how sickening is how callous they are.
They're desensitized. That's why they have to drink the wine, because they're desensitized. And the only way they can go to sleep probably is to get a stiff drink. I mean, how are you going to keep your heart anesthetized unless you continually do it? You know, that's really... So I feel for them. I feel pain. I'm sorry. I pray that they can get to a place where they can live with themselves again.
Don't people at a fundamental level get, just to use this term, how bad a luck it is? And I use that term because even if you're not a Christian, you get it. At a fundamental level, it just feels like bad luck for everybody to be doing this to babies. It just, don't people know it's going to come back on us?
No, people don't know, because I remember when I was young, I'm about 65th birthday coming up. And I remember my mind was, oh, yeah, I understand. I hear that happens to people, but it won't happen to me. You know, you can always tell yourself that till it happens. And then you sit there and say, how did this happen? Don't you remember? Maybe that did happen to you when you were
young. Sure, it's like people I know that smoke cigarettes, and then they don't believe they're going to get lung cancer. When they get it, they just can't believe it.
And then how did this happen, you know? And so that is part of the human nature as well, and that's why we have to do a lot of praying. I am a Christian, obviously. But what I say to anybody, whether you're Christian or not a Christian, is there anybody? Well, no, obviously there are people because they're swilling wine and talking about it. I was going to say, is there anybody who can't see how bad that is? But obviously there are some who feel in a place.
Absolutely. Well, the good news is, as you know, the Bible says there's nothing hidden that won't be brought out, even from the deepest depths of the sea. It's coming out. I know you've got a new song out, too, exposing a lot of this. Pray for life.
Pray for America. Pray for America. That's the song. And you can see that at AfricanAmericanOutreach.com. Right at the top, there's a music video. You click on that, and then you can order it online. The whole song, I think, somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you'll come back with us and take calls for a longer interview in the future. PriestForLife.org. Keep up the great work, Dr. Elvita C. King. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, man, that really just freaked me out because I wasn't ready for it. And I'll be honest, I don't watch a lot of the war videos of kids bombed and dead. There was one I saw just the other day by accident in Syria where the roof had fallen in on a father and his daughter's in his arms. She looks like she's about 6 or 7. I got a 7-year-old daughter, and she's crushed. You can see him holding her. You can tell they died together, suffocating under the rock, and it just gets to me. And I just can't imagine people that don't have that empathy. It's like my nerve endings, what happens to somebody else happens to me. And I think about that bowl of little kids, and they're pretty good size. These look like about 4 or 5 month old babies. And their little heads, their little eyes, their little faces, and they're taking the brains out. And I tell people 20 years ago they were putting baby brains in pigs, cows, rats, dogs, you name it. People didn't believe me. Now it's all in the news. It's just so crazy. That's what I mean. And we're got Louis Farrakhan running around and David Duke running around all. And yes, whites are racist, some of them, and blacks are racist, and Hispanics are in groups. And the media is hyping it. And so it's real. The real perspective of Louis Farrakhan or David Duke, I mean, I get their perspective from their perspective. But you pull back from it, it's so fantastical what's really going on. The evil transcends what they can even cover. And it's happening to everybody. I think that's the biggest lie, is everybody thinks they're getting screwed over, or if they're screwing somebody over, they're exempt. You're not exempt. You don't get away with anything you do in this world. And I just don't know how people don't see that or know that. Or why you'd even need to know that metaphysical rule. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I apologize. Kenny and then Brandon and then others. Kenny, thanks for holding in Florida. Ventura's gone now, but go ahead. Your point.
Great show today, Alex. And I wanted to plug this ProPure water filtration system if I could. It makes the best sweet tea, and I even make my ice cubes out of it.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, man. According to WorldNet Daily, since 9/11, 2001, an average of 26 American citizens are killed every day in this country. And if you do the math by illegal aliens, it's a well over 130,000 dead, over 1 million sexual assaults, mostly against children. And I just wanted to ask him how many is too many. And if he puts illegals before American citizens, I'm done with Jesse Ventura.
Well, Ventura's got a real liberal streak in him that he just wants to like everybody, and he gets that the welfare is wrong and it's a draw, but I'm trying to get him he's moved a little bit. And I think it's next time he's on, I'm going to go over statistics with him, and I'm actually going to go over those numbers with him and just say, look, we're not saying we're the Statue of Liberty. We're not saying we don't like Mexicans. That's not even the biggest group now. Chinese women, Russian women, African women, I don't care, should be able to come here and get everything free. And by the way, the illegals do work, but a lot of them game the system and get welfare and then work. And Walmart does it. Walmart tells its employees, we pay you enough where you can still get welfare. Go out and get assistance. So we then subsidize Walmart not paying people a living wage. So I hear what you're saying. And Ventura is wrong on that front, and he's wrong on abortion. Go ahead. Anything else?
That's about it, brother. Keep up the good work. We love you, man. We're praying for you.
God bless you. You know, I guarantee you that if I get Ventura and make him look at partial birth abortions, I'll get him to stop his views and everything. I mean, he is a real libertarian. That's really what Ventura is. And he's a good guy. He doesn't like the New World Order. He exposes 9/11. He got kicked off MSNBC and millions of dollars because he wouldn't shut up about the war being wrong. I mean, he's good on many areas. He's a moral person from his perspective. We're going to go to break, come back with Brandon, and then Anthony, Tim, Barry, and others. I wish I wouldn't have seen that video, but you know what? Good job, guys, playing it. Because after I saw it, I said, you know what? Roll it again. And go to InfoWars.com, and you look at this video for yourself. And, you know, if anybody tries to censor it on YouTube, which they've been doing, if dead babies getting harvested is obscene, why is it happening? We're not obscene showing it. You're obscene doing it. And I just repent to God Almighty that I didn't do enough to stop the abortions that I've been involved in. And then my heart and soul just says, that's all right. In the end, you know, you're going to be tested. You're going to pay for what you've done. But hopefully only in this life. I know God's got plans for me. I'll pay. Don't worry.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin-kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin-kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin-kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Final show. everybody to go to InfoWars.com and get the new
Jesus.
John the Featured, we'll put it there. Abortion video that's been leaked of the actual harvesting of the babies. Something Planned Parenthood denied, said wasn't real. I mean, they're a pack of liars. And when we're done exposing what they're doing, see, the more hardcore the globalists get, the more we're going to play hardball. Evil people always make the mistake of thinking good people are weak and are cowards. And the truth is, once good people know that they're cornered, they will tear evil people to pieces. And we're not going to do anything violent to these abortuaries. We're going to expose what you're doing and politically destroy you. And I can feel, as the evil intensifies in the world, good is growing stronger as well. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Be part of the solution, folks. We're in an epic time right now. The beginning of something that's just going to get more and more epic. It's just so exciting. In a good way and a bad way. I don't know how anybody could be bored right now. Brandon in FEMA Region 3, thanks for holding.
Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
I wanted to touch on the growing police state. By the way, I'm a Marine Corps reservist, and I actually shot video on my phone about a month ago. I was driving down 95, and I could see what was clearly about 11 or 12 Black Hawks in the air, and they actually had a few streets blocked off, and I walked up and just wanted to know what was going on, and one of the Army guys, he had a Ranger tab on his shoulder, basically told me to shut up and get back. And, I mean, the more and more I see this, it makes me sick to my stomach because it's not what I signed up for.
Sure, and it's not the military itself's bad. They're being given these missions to condition the public. I never even covered Watson's article in California where they had thousands of troops total, but hundreds in trucks practicing in plain clothes, infiltrating, taking over the town, and then leaving. They're practicing attacking American cities for America.
And, Alex, it's not even noticed, and I can even attest to myself, when these drills occur, it's never about that jihadi with 50 pounds of C4 strapped to his chest. It's about that good old boy and a John Deere head who doesn't want to turn his fence in.
So you've been in the Marines. I've videotaped this with the Marines, but in the Marines, you have trained to take on, I mean, I've been to the drills. They always wear John Deere hats and go, I love America, don't take my guns. And then the Marines practice taking them out. You're saying you've been part of that?
I've been part of it. I've seen it firsthand. And, I mean, to a lot of the guys in the Corps and in all branches, it's like, is this even America anymore? We're training to kill our own people if they don't do whatever the government says. And, you know, and you've touched on it millions of times, same the FBI and the CIA. It's compartmentalized at the mid and highest level, especially at the Pentagon. I mean, I'm the son of a U.S. Army general, and he's even told me, you know, you either play ball or they're going to say give in resignation and have a good life, you know.
Briefly, where were you specifically with these drills? Were they in real cities or practice cities where you were practicing taking on veterans or patriots? Who were you practicing to take on and where was it?
This was a few years ago. This was, it was in Virginia. Just a little, I guess about 10 minutes outside of Richmond.
Was it in a drill facility or in a town?
It was in plain sight.
Yeah, it was in a town. No, I mean, I know because I've shot or had shot for me probably, let's not exaggerate, 40 times. Video of Marines practicing to confiscate guns from South Texas to Hebron, Maryland. It's all on video. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Brandon. That's powerful info right there. Powerful testimony. We know it's true, but just to hear it from the guys that are doing it. I mean, this is real. This is crazy. Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Super Mill Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Mill Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Mill Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.